Just a few years ago, a wildcat known as the Iberian lynx was in danger of going extinct. But recent conservation efforts have helped its population rebound in southern Spain. In just a bit, Chris Morgan highlights some of the rewilding success stories going on in Europe and why they're good news for all of us. For the last 1,000 years in northern Spain, countless people have journeyed by foot on a 500-mile pilgrim trail. Their destination? The Cathedral at Santiago de Compostela, where the remains of James the Apostle are said to be buried. Santiago is also the capital of Galicia, where Ramon Antonio Gerardo Esteves' father emigrated to the U.S. from. You know Ramon better as the actor Martin Sheen. Martin's son, actor Emilio Esteves, directed and wrote the screenplay, To the Way. In it, Martin plays a California optometrist called Tom, who goes to Spain to retrieve the ashes of his estranged son, who died while hiking the Camino de Santiago. Tom reluctantly completes the pilgrimage for his son and meets fellow walkers who each have their own reasons for doing the Camino. The Way was first released in 2011. Now they're re-releasing it in more than 1,000 theaters this May 16th. I joined them in a special feature at the end of the movie to reaffirm why we love to travel. Martin and Emilio join us now in our Travel with Rick Steves studio.
It's so good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Well, Martin, The Way, it's such a story. You were the bereaved father. Your son died on that pilgrimage trail we're talking about. And then as a heartbroken dad, you flew over to Spain to bring home your son's remains. And you ended up actually doing the 500-mile hike in the movie yourself. And boy, I'm sure you can choose and pick which film projects you embrace. What was it about The Way that captivated you to really be a part of this project?
Well, it certainly wasn't the money. It was my son, Emilio. Uh-huh. My father is from northern Spain. I'd been hearing about the Camino for all my growing years, and it's one of those spiritual bucket lists you want to include, and you figure you'll get around to it. And it came around to me in 2003 when I went over with his son, my grandson Taylor, who was working for me. And I had 2 weeks, and my sister, who was a retired school teacher in Spain in Madrid, said, "Well, maybe you don't have enough time." And she said, "Why don't you rent a car and drive it and see where that leads you, and then you'll know for future reference." I did. Okay, we rented a car. The three of us drove, and we got to Burgos, which is one of the top stops in the on the Camino. We stayed 2 nights, and it was absolutely enchanting. His son Taylor met his future wife, who worked at the albergue, and so that just nourished this whole idea of pilgrimage.
You got a quick look, basically, at the pilgrimage,
yeah,
and it really captured your imagination.
Oh yeah, it's there. It's
because I did too when we filmed there for our TV show, and everybody I met on that trail had a story to tell, and
yeah,
it wasn't just. I mean, there's a lot of Christians going there, like Catholics have for centuries.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people of all different faiths or no faiths that were finding meaning, a meaningful experience. And I just thought, this is a dimension of life that people don't really appreciate in a lot of cases.
No, they don't. And, you know, I came home without his son, and I lost him on the Camino.
Yeah, that's because, so, I mean, if people know the movie,
right,
your character lost his son,
yeah,
and
right,
ironically or whatever, Emilio literally lost your son as somebody who lives in your hemisphere.
That's right.
By falling in love on the Camino.
That's right.
And to this day, he's in Burgos?
Well, no, he's back here now. But two things happened upon their return.
Yeah.
The first was, Martin said, "Well, let's make a movie on the Camino, and let's make it, it'll be a documentary." I said, "Well, I don't really know how to make docs.
Right.
Let's create a narrative." And he says, "Okay, here's the narrative. It's two old guys and a young guy, and they go out." I said, "That's boring." I said, "Let me figure something else out." So that was the first thing that happened. The second thing was my son decided to go to university, quote unquote. It was really because he'd fallen in love with this girl named Julia.
Yeah.
So, but he used, under the guise of wanting to go abroad to study, he said, "I'm going to go live in Burgos." And I started to think about the story of, well, in many ways, I lost my son on the Camino. Mm-hmm. And shouldn't our story embrace that as just as a starting place?
Tell us about, for people who haven't seen the movie, very brief capsule of the plot.
Sure. So when the movie opens, Tom gets this horrible news that his traveling son has perished in the Pyrenees.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know where that is, doesn't have any frame of reference,
mm-hmm,
but he knows that he has to go and identify and ultimately reclaim the body.
And Tom is an eye doctor, and he's a good old boy's friend.
That's right. He's a country club guy.
Yep.
He's a guy that is wrapped up in his own life.
Kind of disappointed in his son for not being a little more conventional.
Indeed. And as a father, he sort of looked at his son as kind of a hippie.
Mm-hmm.
His son is a world traveler, has left his studies at Berkeley, was studying to be a cultural anthropologist, and said, you know what? I'm not going to learn anything by staying in the class. I have to get out in the world. I have to go. And so now this horrible news comes over the phone in France and says, we believe it's your son. You have to come in and pick him up. And so he does. He travels to France. He discovers what he was doing there and decides in a moment of inspiration or madness, decides that he's going to have the body cremated and he's going to do the journey with his son, really having no idea about what this means. He's not trained for it. He's not prepared in any way, but he's inspired. And so off he goes. And the first night he gets lost. And then along the way, he discovers himself.
And then you've got the wonderful, very touching finale.
That's right.
Where you get to the ocean and toss the ashes of your son into the sea.
The remainder. Because he's left ashes all along the historic sites.
Yeah.
But as he leaves the ashes, he picks up people.
Yeah.
So he's becoming the father. He's becoming a father to these people that he, in a way that he never was able to be to his own son.
And they were people that initially you wouldn't want to like. They were annoying people.
That's right.
And it turned out you couldn't do without each other. And at the very end, you've hiked all the way to Santiago, and then you met that guy who said you got to go 2 more days of hiking to really finish it.
Yeah.
And all of your other people are just so tired of the long hike. It's 30 days since the Pyrenees. And they go, okay, we got to go with
Yeah, we keep the band together.
Keep the band together. Martin Sheen stars in The Way, and his son, Emilio Estevez, directed and wrote the screenplay. There are special guests right now on Travel with Rick Steves, as their story set on the Camino de Santiago gets re-released in theaters on Tuesday, May 16th. You also know Martin from his roles in The West Wing and Grace and Frankie and in more than 100 movies, including Apocalypse Now, Gettysburg, and Judas and the Black Messiah. Emilio is known as a member of the Brat Pack in The Breakfast Club and St. Elmo's Fire and later starred in The Mighty Ducks. He also appears in the role of Tom's son in The Way. There's more information at thewaythemovie.com. Now, Emilio, you went over and then scouted The Way.
That's right.
And what an epic challenge. That's a 500-mile trail, and you're going to have a busload of crew. Tell us about scouting and deciding where you would stop, because I would imagine there was some serendipity, but I also imagine a lot of it was figured out very carefully in advance.
Indeed it was. The first trip was Martin and my son and I with a draft of the script that I had finished based on a couple of visits to see my son in Spain, but never really spending time on the Camino. And then we decided, let's go to Spain and see if the script resembles anything along the road. And so we rented a car and again began to drive along the Camino. And one of the things that Martin objected to is, well, you know, what's all this partying going on? And does the character of Yost really have to be drinking and smoking pot? And he said, people don't do that. People are out here for pilgrimage and for spiritual reasons.
There's a lot of pilgrimage behind the
joint. So while we're on the very first scout, we come across three young men who were doing the Camino in February, which is not recommended. And they have very meager possessions. They have the very small backpacks.
Pilgrims.
And Martin insisted that they take the food that we had in the car. And they refused. And they said, we have everything we need. And they reached in their backpacks and they all pulled out Jack Daniels, fifths of Jack Daniels. And I turned to Martin and I said, you see?
Devout pilgrims. It's a centuries-long tradition, I would think. But, you know, you're on that trail, and you're surrounded by all these. It's just a random collection of humanity. And then, like a dream coming through that, you've got a group of old-school pilgrims that are literally, you know, what's it called when they're
hitting? The penitentes.
Flagellated. And also carrying a cross, and with a rhythm and a chant and a beautiful scene. And it's just like the waters part, and these people come through. And it was a time warp.
Yeah.
And it's a reminder, there's so many ways to do that pilgrimage. Hey, when you got to the church that I was there, everybody is just over, just jubilation. They stand in front of that church, and they stand on that scallop shell in the pavement. And then they step into the church, and there's that column where you put five fingers into the front. It's the handprint in the marble, right? And people have been doing that for centuries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You made a pretty big deal about that, Emilio, that those fingerprints in the marble. And to me, it was a way to not only connect people horizontally, like broader perspective, but connect people through the ages.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you touch that, people have touched that for generations.
That's right. What a lot of people didn't know is they have never allowed, in all the years of pilgrimage at Santiago, any film company filming inside the cathedral. And
it wasn't
they only
a documentary.
Allowed, is there documentaries or news footage, but no...
Yeah.
You know,
because we got in there to film that swinging
they wouldn't let us film inside the until the night before.
Yeah.
Emilio rewrote the script of how to get around it. There was no, you know, that was their church.
Don't want their church to be a film set.
My sister Carmen, who is a retired school teacher in Madrid, my grandson Taylor, who is married to a young lady from Burgos, and myself, a practicing Catholic whose father was from Spain, we all met with the bishop and, you know, made the bishop understand that we were not going to denigrate. We were going to celebrate extremely.
I find the same thing when I'm in a holy place.
Yeah.
If they know that I'm genuine in my respect for that, we filmed at the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi.
Yes. Mm, yeah.
And, you know, I got there and met the monks at the door an hour before it was open at 7 o'clock in the morning. And the monk looked at me and he says, "I've read what you've written and you're okay." And they let us in.
Wow.
But they read it, you know, they care.
You should fly with me. Come on, a father-son trip. It'll be fun.
Yeah, right. Hello.
Are you the father of Daniel Avery?
I was walking the road to Santiago de Compostela, 800 kilometers on the northwestern coast of Spain. This is everything it had when we found it. People have walked the path for over 1,000 years. The way is a very personal journey, Mr. Avery.
Daniel was my only child. We're gonna walk the Camino to Santiago, both of us.
Come. This is the way.
I'm Joost. There's no mystery why I'm doing this trick.
Oh, look at cheesemakers.
Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez tell us more about the reasons for re-releasing The Way this month and what it's like to be a pilgrim on the Camino de Santiago. That's in just a minute on Travel with Rick Steves.